Today is June 18th, 2007. My name is Alicia Sell, and I am interviewing Ms. Shirley Ann Hudgens at the main library in Roanoke, Virginia. Thank you for being with us today, Ms. Hudgens.
You're welcome.
We're going to start with some background biographical questions about you. Can you tell us when and where you were born?
I was born in the Garden City area of Roanoke, 1932.
Have you lived in Roanoke all of your life?
Yes.
Tell me about your parents, brothers and sisters. What were your parents' names?
My mother's name was Lillian Roberts, and my dad's name was Clarence Roberts. And I had four brothers and one sister.
And where did you fall in the line of children?
I was fourth.
What kind of work did your mother and father do?
My dad worked at the N&W Railroad, and my mother had a store. She ran a store.
What work did your father do for the railroad?
He was a crane operator.
And what did your mother's store? What kind of store was it?
A little grocery store.
Was that over in Garden City?
No, it was out there on Hollins Road. Okay. That's where I was born, Garden City.
Okay. Did you help your mom in the store?
Oh, yeah.
Were all your brothers and sisters required to help her out?
Well, yeah, right. But my oldest brother, he was not there very much because he was off to college, you know. And, we all helped out.
Describe the house that you grew up in for us. For instance, was it brick? Was it one story or two story? Did it have a garden?
It was one story. Of course, we had a basement. And a garden, yes, indeed. Raised all the vegetables, you know, corn, potatoes, and all that. Yeah.
Did you help with the
garden? Oh, yeah. I used to hate it when it rained because we knew the next day we were going to have to pull the weeds out of the garden. But it was great life. And Mom raised chickens. We had a chicken house. And, of course, a outside toilet, and I had a wonderful childhood. I really did, and my mom and dad were just great, and that's it.
And this is, just for the record, this is the house that you grew up in. Tell me where it is again. It was on what street?
It was on Reed Mountain Road.
Okay.
They call it, I think, Old Hollins Road now, but at the time it was Reed Mountain Road.
What kind of activities did you participate in as a child?
Going to Sunday school, playing ball. You mean after I started school?
Sure.
Basketball, softball, all of that.
So you played a lot of sports.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go to school? What elementary, middle school, and high school did you attend?
I went to Burlington Elementary, and then I went on to William Fleming.
Was William Fleming integrated, or was it a segregated school at the time?
It was not integrated when I went. Okay.
How much schooling did you complete?
Senior high school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you didn't attend college?
No.
Or you did? Okay. Did anyone in your family attend college? I know you said your brother did.
My brother went to UVA, but he's the only one of them that went to college.
What was your home life like? For instance, did your family have an evening activity they do together? Would you listen to the radio together at night?
Yeah, and it was between 6 and 6:30, dinner, everybody. And I think that's the most important thing this day and time, but people don't do it. But it's, we listened to the radio, and of course we went, we played outside a lot, you know, like tag and ball and all that. But no, I had a great childhood.
Did your house, growing up, did you have heating or air conditioning in your house?
Nope.
You didn't? What kind of, how did you keep the house warm in the winter?
One of those big old wood-burning stoves. And it was in the dining room. And we had a fireplace in the living room. And then in the kitchen, Mama had one of those warm morning cook stoves. And I used to take care of my little brothers. Every day after school, I would come in, and if it was cold, I would wrap them up, sit them on a couch till I built a fire. And no, they'll never forget it.
When it was hot in the summer, did you sit outside? Did you have a porch?
Yes. We had a porch out there. It had a swing on the porch. And, well, we had two porches, back porch and front porch. And, we stayed out there. And in the hot summertime, being as you didn't have air conditioning, Mama would put down a quilt on the floor, and we would sleep on the floor, and that was fun. It really was.
Let's see. Did anyone in your family, did they serve in the military?
My brothers, both of them. My oldest brother, he served in World War II. My the next brother, he served in the Korean.
Did your family have any stories that they would pass down from generation to generation, either recipes or stories?
Oh, millions, you know. Like I say to my granddaughter, now when I was going to school, and you know that's, she said, oh, here we go again. But, yeah, Mama would tell us stories, and Daddy would tell us stories and about what happened to them when they were growing up.
Did they grow up here in Roanoke, your parents, or were they from somewhere else?
My mother was from Ohio, and my dad was from Kentucky.
How did they end up here in Roanoke?
I have no clue. They came here, and Dad worked on the railroad 50-some years. He came here and took a job with the railroad. And, of course, my mama, she ran the store.
Did you have any close family or any or relatives, like aunts or uncles, that lived by here?
Oh, yes. I had aunts and uncles that lived here in Roanoke, and we used to go up on the Roanoke River on picnics, and then we'd go over there. What's the name of that park over there where that Shenandoah Life building is?
Oh.
We used to have church picnics in that park.
Her park? No, I don't remember. No. Fishburn? I don't remember the name of the park.
Yeah.
Was it Fishburn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we used to go over there with aunts and uncles, and we had family reunions all over the place, all the time.
Did you enjoy spending time with your
extended family? Oh, yes. Oh, indeed.
Family?
I used to go to Kentucky. Well, Mom used to put us on a train because we could ride for nothing. And we would go to Kentucky and a lot of times spend the summer or the biggest part of the summer. And because my grandparents lived there and aunts and uncles. But, no, it was just great.
Did you enjoy those summer trips to Kentucky?
Amen. I sure did.
Let's talk a little bit more about Roanoke. What businesses and shops did your family go shopping to? Did you come down here on the market, or did you? Was your mom's store self-sufficient?
Yeah, I it was Pugh's department store was up there on Campbell Avenue, and all of this is in that store. But no, and McClellan's, Grant's, Cress's, we used to call them five and dimes stores. They don't call them that anymore. In fact, they don't have them. But no, and Mom, for a while, she worked, before she opened the store, she worked at a Harris Cleaners that was up on First Street. And we would go in there to see her, and she'd give us 15 cents each, and we would go over to Cress's. They had a restaurant downstairs, a snack bar or whatever, and get a sundae, ice cream sundae, for 15 cents.
Was it a big deal to come downtown?
I was downtown a lot because I took piano lessons from a lady that lived up in Grandin Court. And where we lived out there on Old Reed Mountain Road, there was no bus service. We had to walk from my house down to, you know where Monterey Golf Course is?
Yeah.
I lived up that road across the street from the golf course. But anyway, we had to walk down there to the bridge and catch the bus downtown. And then I'd transfer and go take my piano lessons and come back. And I'll never forget standing down there on the city market and smelling those hot dogs across the street at Ronald Weenie's stand. I'm telling you.
Did you ever get to stop in there and have a hot dog?
Yeah, once in a while when I had the money. They weren't but 10 or 15 cents at the time. And I very rarely had the money to go in there and get one. But no, I'll never get that smell at all. So good. And wait there and catch a bus and go home, get off at the bridge and walk home.
Oh, did you ride the streetcars? Or were they you?
Once in a while. Not very often. I was scared of them, and I'll tell you why. A lady got killed up on Campbell Avenue. Somehow the streetcar ran over. And I said, I don't want to ride that thing. Mm-mm. But once in a while, we'd take a ride.
Would you go to the theaters downtown?
Oh, my Lord, yes.
What kind of activities did you do?
You know, they had the Rialto Theater, which was a Western, all Western. And they had the Jefferson Theater, and they had the American Theater. Well, the American Theater, my husband and I, when we were dating, we would go to the American Theater on Sunday afternoon. And my mother didn't like it because she said, you're not supposed to go to the movies on Sunday. I said, well, we went anyway. But, yeah, I remember the theaters very well.
Mm. What kind of movies did they play at the American?
Just like the top-notch movies, the top ones that came out at the time. Oh, me.
Do you have a fondest childhood memory or favorite, like a favorite vacation or a favorite holiday, favorite gift you ever received?
They were all favorites. Christmases, wonderful. Of course, my mother said we were poor. We were not poor, but Christmases were wonderful. Thanksgiving, especially. My mother loved Thanksgiving. And it was all great. I can't complain about my childhood. I just wish every kid in the world now could have a childhood like I had. It was wonderful.
Was your father able to be home with you at supper in the evenings?
Oh, yeah.
Did he work a pretty, like, a 9-to-5 kind of job?
He got off at 3:30 in the afternoon.
How did he get to work? Did he have a car or did he take a bus?
No, he drove. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What kind of work have you done throughout your life?
Well, when I was 15, they had a Woodson's cafeteria downtown. And I went to work there one summer, and I loved it. And I'll never forget the first paycheck that I got. And they paid you in cash, not a check. It was a $10 bill. And I thought, Lord. And I took it home and I gave it to my mother. But I'll never forget that. But then I worked at GE for 31 years. Yeah.
What work did you do at GE?
Assembled cards and stuff like that.
What kind of work did your husband do here?
He worked at the railroad for 42 years.
And what work did he do on the
He was
railroad?
Foreman. He was foreman of the machine shop.
Do you remember any big cultural events that happened in Roanoke? Like, would you go to the VMI VPI football games, or do you remember?
Every year.
Did you?
And I remember when I didn't get to go. When Victory Stadium was, opening or whatever. And Greer Garson, the movie star, attended. I didn't get to see her, but she was there for the opening of Victory Stadium, a dedication. And, we went downtown to the American Legion Auditorium when they had it downtown. Oh, Lord, I've been to a mini dance there. But we went to the football and the parades on Thanksgiving. Then it was just VMI, VPI. And then the ball game. And it was just great.
Was that a big event in Roanoke that
Thanksgiving? Oh, yes. Real big. And the Christmas parades, we never missed any of them. And it'd be cold, but Mom would bundle us up and we'd stand there and nearly freeze, but we loved it. and about Victory Stadium?
Yes.
The most wonderful time we went there. I forget who William Fleming was playing, but my daughter was going to William Fleming. And she was homecoming queen. And she came riding in that stadium, sitting on top of a convertible. And you think that wasn't a proud moment? My husband was sitting there, and he would tell, "That's my daughter. That's my daughter."
And so she, that you said that was William Fleming High School?
Uh-huh.
That's exciting. Which daughter was that?
We call her Dee Dee, Diana.
Do you remember any strong community leaders here in Roanoke? Or people who your mom and dad talked about or, you know, you looked up to in the community?
I remember Noel Taylor very well. And he was great. And, no, not really.
Who were your role models growing up?
My mom. And my dad.
Did you ever want to own a shop like your mom? Or
mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Working in it was enough.
That's it.
What happened to your mom's store?
They sold it. And dad retired. and Mom retired, and they moved out on Arbor Avenue in Southwest. They had a home out there.
Let's see. Those were the basic questions that I had to go over. Is there anything else that I didn't talk about that you'd like to share with us? If there are some things in there that you have written down that you'd like to mention, too, and that way people can hear you tell the stories, too, which adds value to it.
Well, I'll never... I don't read that right there. The first one.
I read out loud. This is Memories of Roanoke by Shirley Hudgens. I will start out with an event I don't actually remember, but I was reminded of it a lot. Mama and Daddy took me to Elmwood Park. The year was 1936, and I was only 4 years old. I disobeyed and was running down the hill, and I fell and broke my collarbone.
Mm-hmm.
I had to wear a brace, a board across my chest, and another across my back. My sister said when I would cry, she had to rock me, so she would never forget it. So much for Elmwood Park, although I can't imagine Roanoke without it.
I can't. I can't imagine Roanoke without Elmwood Park, and when they start talking about doing away with it.
Did you come down to Elmwood Park a lot for events? What kind of events would they hold there, or did you just come to play?
Just came to play. Sometimes they would have something going on.
Did they have playground sets in Elmwood Park, or was it just open space?
Just, they had some swings and seesaws and things like that, but no, I loved it.
I've seen pictures where there was, it used to be kind of like a little pond in the park.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I sure do.
So, did they have animals or anything on, did they have ducks or anything on the pond or not really?
I think they had ducks on that pond. I think so. I can't remember.
Do you remember, Garland's Drugstore?
I sure do.
Did you go there often?
Up on Grandin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we live right up there on Maiden Lane. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Did you eat at the Gaslight restaurant?
No.
No. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about?
Are you going to keep that?
We'll keep a copy of it, yes, okay. And include it in your folder.
Good. No? Okay. I think it's all in there.
Okay. Well, thank you for meeting with us, Miss Hudgens.
Well, I enjoyed it so much, and I was just so sorry that that guy down in North Carolina who's putting a book together.
Yes.
I didn't get it in there on time.
Oh, you didn't get the deadline in on time. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully this will be a nice way to add to it, because I think they might make a book, another book here,
I
and this
so.
Might be able to get into it.
Yeah.
So,
because I thought, oh gosh, that would make a wonderful Christmas present,
mm-hmm.
to buy that book
and give it to your children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here, I'll stop this.